They've been threatening it for years. Yesterday, the financially beleaguered U.S. Postal Service announced officially it's cutting Saturday mail delivery. I talked to my letter carrier yesterday who just rolled his eyes and said, I'd rather have Saturday off for a change than be unemployed. Joining us now is Nancy Pope, curator and historian at the Smithsonian National Postal Museum. Welcome, Nancy.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
You know, if you read Henry James novels about America in the 1800s, it seems like mail delivery took place every couple of minutes in the original America. What mail delivery times have we lost down through history?
Well, it really started out as just once or twice a day and got at, during Henry James's time, up to 6 to 12 times a day, depending on what city you were in.
And you could post a letter and expect that it would be sent uptown to someone in a couple of hours.
Exactly. Think of it as a slightly slower email system.
But much, much faster than the postal system we think of today. And it helped plot points in some of those old novels where love stories could unfold over a period of hours, even using the mail, something impossible to imagine today.
Well, exactly. I mean, within the cities, you could send a letter, and they had pneumatic tubes traveling under the streets. They had streetcars carrying the mail, wagons carrying the mail. I mean, everything was involved in getting that mail from your house and doorstep to a post office to somebody else's doorstep several times a day, and even more for businesses.
Now, in the emerging America, rural mail delivery and mail delivery in areas close to the frontier, that was a sort of a point of honor of the Postal Service, but also a great difficulty.
Well, it really was when you consider the geography of the nation and just how much trouble it took to get letter and mail from East Coast to West Coast. In, for instance, 1858, the Overland Mail, the first contractor to get mail across the country, he got $600,000 per year for carrying mail twice a week between Missouri and California.
It's interesting to me that the sort of Wild West history of the Postal Service involves some very brave subcontractors, not necessarily the letter carriers we think of today.
Yeah, everyone always associates the Pony Express with mail delivery and fast mail delivery. They really were a contract service, but they were quite speedy at the time. In fact, the fastest was getting the mail from St. Joe, Missouri to San Francisco in just 7 days.
Wow. And I guess you'd need a couple of extra drivers there as well. So FedEx, in some ways, is a it inherits the mantle of the Pony Express, while the Postal Service retains its sense of the urban kind of, neighborhood letter carrier.
Well, the Postal Service is always contracted with companies and individuals to get the mail to some of the more remote areas. For instance, the bottom of the Grand Canyon, dog sleds in Alaska, riverboats, all of these things are subcontractors working for the Post Office Department, now the USPS. Things like FedEx, for instance, are competitors, but they're also groups that work with the Postal Service, and there's all sorts of wonderful deals that these companies have working with each other.
Was there ever Sunday delivery in the U.S.?
Not really officially. There's been unofficial Sunday delivery from time to time, depending on postmasters who wanted to offer that. And some communities, for instance, Seventh-day Adventist stronghold communities, where Sunday was considered not the day of rest, but Saturday was. But really, mostly Sunday has been the day off for deliveries.
Well, it may be that this announcement of the end of Saturday delivery is a kind of an acknowledgement by the Postal Service that it has outlived its ability to support this extraordinary infrastructure that was created down through all of this great history. Nancy Pope is curator and historian at the Smithsonian National Postal Museum. Nancy, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.